Oh, hey there, Jake. How you doing, man?
Oh, hey, Mike, what's up?
Oh, just floating around in the demon world. What about you?
Just being a demon that can't ever sleep and invades people's dreams.
Oh, tell me about it. Invading dreams is kind of my shit lately.
Same here.
Well, hey, I mean, as long as we're both here, how about we, you want to invade a couple dreams?
Sounds good to me.
All right, let's go on an adventure.
Jake and Mike's Adventure Time!
Jake and Mike's Adventure Land!
Jake and Mike's Adventure Land!
Jake and Mike's Adventure Land!
Jake and Mike!
Jake and Mike!
Jake and Mike!
Jake and Mike!
Adventure Land!
Adventure Land!
Adventure Land!
Adventure Land!
Adventure Land!
How about we go into our good friend Jim Scampoli's dream?
You talking about Jim Scampoli, first mic on Jim and them?
Absolutely. Let's bring him in here. Try to teach him a lesson, huh?
Jim. Jim.
Who goes there?
Jim, it's me, Mike.
I'm in Mike, your... but you don't look like Mike.
I know.
Don't...
Jake, don't cackle.
Sorry. You're like way buff.
Yeah, I know. This is... I'm in your dreams. This is how you see me.
But dude, these are my private dreams.
I know. I've been meaning to tell you. Jake, tell him what I've been meaning to tell him.
Mike's been meaning to tell you that we're specters.
Wait, who's that?
That's me, Jake.
What are you doing in my dreams?
Don't worry. It's a dream.
You don't look like Jake at all.
Oh, thank you.
You have no beard.
Well.
Just a mustache.
You've always wanted me to have a mustache.
Ooh.
You must learn a lesson tonight, Jim Scampoli.
Dream, Jim. Can I finish up this game of bocce ball?
Yes!
I always play bocce ball in my dreams.
You can finish the game!
I'm not even sure if it's called bocce ball. It's the one where you're in the room and you hit the thing with your hand.
Racquetball. You play racquetball.
But I hit it with my hand.
Bocce ball!
Maybe it is bocce ball.
All right, let me finish it real quick.
Oh, man, this is good. This is so good.
This is a great game of bocce ball.
I've been so bored floating around in the ether.
Good game.
Good game. Now, good game yourself. You did great on that. Now, Jim.
Jim,
prepare
dream.
Yourself.
Dream.
This could get intense.
Dream, Jim.
Dude, but I just had an intense game. That's so much pleasure.
I'm freezing in this fucking graveyard.
Hey, calm down, all right? It's a zombie apocalypse. The safest place is a graveyard. Jim, did you check the perimeter?
What is this thing you're doing to me? I was just in a game of bocce ball. Now we're surrounded by zombies in a graveyard?
God damn it, Jim. Get your shit together.
Hey, give me a gun.
I don't know if we can trust you.
I'm a werewolf.
Damn, god damn
wait,
it.
Wait, I'm here to help.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot about the friendly werewolves in this reality. All right, Jim, you need to prove... If you're reliable before we give you a gun.
But,
Mike the werewolf.
But this is my environment.
Sure.
Or is it?
Oh my god, I recognize this graveyard.
You do?
It's a graveyard from my childhood.
That's right, it is.
Where's the exit, Jim?
Oh, I'm a young Jim now.
Oh no, what? Jim's become a child.
This makes sense.
It does, actually.
Okay, all right.
Oh, no, I have bloodlust. I want to bite Jim.
You guys have to save me, and now I can't do anything for myself.
I'll save you. Come here.
Fair enough. No,
come
don't.
Here.
Do not go
I'm running away.
Oh, damn it.
I'm running, Jason. I have no choice but to... Okay.
Sorry, Mike. I had to pepper you. Who knows what Jim will encounter out there in the wide world of this zombie apocalypse.
I'm just over here hiding behind the grave of my dead grandmother.
There he is.
Oh, good. I thought he went far. Luckily, he's close.
It's my only place of safety.
All right,
I'm going to make him feel safe. Here, come here.
Wait, who is this man?
Oh, damn it. Jim, are you hurt?
No, I actually feel pretty good.
I'm chewing on chicken. Look, how safe. Don't you feel safe? You can eat chicken in this graveyard. It's super safe.
Okay.
Hold on.
I apologize. I didn't realize you had to eat so loud. I couldn't speak.
Pretty rude to talk to me while I'm eating.
Well, I was going to just talk to the group as a whole.
All right. Jim, you're the only one that knows this graveyard back to front. You need to help us get out of here before the zombies get us.
I think there's train tracks this way. Follow me.
Okay, come on.
Oh, wait. It's the other way.
Oh, no.
I'm a little kid. People just show me where things are.
Ah, damn it. We should know where the train tracks are. We are the adult and werewolf in this situation.
I'm not used to having to tell people where to go.
What about werewolves?
Oh, no. It's a werewolf.
It's stop howling. You're going to alert the zombies.
Guys, be quiet. We don't want the zombies to find us. Oh, ow, 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 ow.
So annoying that you're a werewolf. Oh, no. Mike, do something.
I'll sacrifice myself. Ah, that hurts. Save
Come on, Jim.
The
we
child.
Have to leave him. We have to leave him.
Save it. Yeah, definitely this way. The train tracks. Hey, can I try to shoot that gun before?
Why not? Before we get
cool.
Here you go.
Don't shoot me. Ah!
Oh, Jim, you peppered me a lot. Oh God, you're a terrible shot. Oh.
This is just like Contra.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Contra was probably hot at this time. Jim, I need you to start running. The zombies can talk. It's a big problem.
We're learning.
Find people. Find people All somewhere, right, Jim.
Oh, look, I found my baby brother, Kevin.
Hey, it's me, Kevin.
Oh, but he's just a baby.
Hey, you two young boys. I'm a hot chick in this situation with a crossbow. Follow me. Bring your baby brother.
All right. We're coming.
Come into this safe house. Get back, zombie.
I'm using primitive tools.
He has a crude hammer he's fashioned. All right, close the door.
Did you see those zombies out there?
Oh, yeah.
I'm pretty sure they were slave zombies.
They were black zombies.
I grew up around where the Underground Railroad was. Definitely slave zombies.
Funny that you mentioned the Underground Railroad. Wow, I sound like a man right now. Excuse me.
Funny you mentioned the Underground Railroad, because that's where we're headed. That's the only safe place in this crazy mixed up world now. And this one's really underground. It's not
guys, it's me. It's Mike. I'm still alive. Help me. Let me in.
Who is
let
that? Me in. Who's this Mike character?
It's my friend from the future, Mike.
Let me in. I'm still a werewolf.
Oh, no, he's a werewolf. Don't let him in.
No, that's your biggest benefit.
Okay.
Let me in.
All right. I'll let you in if you can answer my riddle.
Okay. I'll do my best.
Okay. What is a wolf in a full moon?
The man.
Oh, nice try, werewolf.
You got me. It was me, the smart zombie.
Oh, damn it. These zombies are too smart for us.
Let me in.
No, we have to go underground. Jim, open that hatch.
Oh. It's a secret passageway.
That's right, to the Underground Railroad. Jebediah's down there. Jebediah?
Yes?
Jebediah, we're coming down. It's me and a young boy and a baby.
You want me to kill them?
Absolutely not, Jebediah.
I'll take that as a guess.
Oh,
come
no.
on down. Throw the baby first.
No, close the hatch. We have to worry about people, too.
How many bullets you got left in that crossbow of arrows?
Well, I got a quiver here, and it's got, let's see, I got 6 bolts left. That's what they call crossbow arrows. They call them crossbow bolts. Oh, no. I'm going crazy, I'm eyeing the baby.
The baby won't stop crying. I'm just a little kid. I don't know what to do about babies.
I want a nurse.
I think it's really rude that you never asked me my name. I might have to kill this baby.
What's your name?
Maybe it's...
I guess I have to do it.
Maybe it's... Maybelline.
Help! Help!
What happened?
Help! I'm still in the ocean! Someone save me!
Hey!
Help!
There's a man out there in the ocean. God damn it. As the previous captain of this ship, I think I have to save him. Unless someone else wants to volunteer.
Well, I'm on an island.
I'm trying to...
You better go save him, man. I gotta chill.
Fair enough.
Hey, wait, Captain, he's dead. I watched him drown.
No one.
Now you're gonna die, Captain.
No one dies on my watch. Oh, the riptide!
Oh, man, the sharks created a riptide machine. The super intelligent sharks.
Yeah, that guy's a fucking prick, though.
Yeah. Well, Jim, now that we're stuck on this desert island, I assume your name's Jim. Nice to meet you. I'm Paul.
Yeah, my name's Jim. I'm just a 14-year-old kid that doesn't like anything.
Oh, man. What about you, other guy?
Oh, me? My name's Richard. And I've been training for this my whole life. I'm not saying I was the one who made the ship crash or anything.
Hey, can you give me and Jim a second?
Fair enough.
Hey, Jim, there's something wrong about this guy.
You know what I hate about desert islands? No fucking skateboards.
Yeah, bro, I want to shred. But really, that guy sunk the ship.
Dude, I'm all about skateboards.
Who broke all our radio equipment? Who wants us to be here?
Adults are fucking gay, dude.
Uh-oh. We need to get this kid on our side or we're all going to die. We need to work together.
Hey, don't worry. I've been training for this my whole life, but it's not like I wanted this to happen.
Okay. How about we let bygones be bygones?
Okay.
You clearly sunk the ship. Can we all agree on this?
Okay, so what? I sunk the ship. So what? I wanted a little adventure in my life. So does this young chap. What's your name, son?
My name's Jim. I fucking hate adults. I just love skateboarding and punk rock.
All there right. could be skateboarding on this island. We can do whatever we want
there's
here.
There's no stairs, bro.
Hey, I found Melancholin CD.
I've only had something to listen to it on.
Oh, well, oh my God, I found a Walkman.
Oh, nice. Life on a plate. Good shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Adults are still gay, though.
Yeah, word.
I'm glad that you're befriending...
Don't try to be friends with me, fag.
No, I just look old. I'm fucking young as shit.
Dude, you old as fuck.
Ugh, damn it. He knows I'm 45.
He knows how old you are. You have a young face, but it's clear that you can see the wrinkles.
Aw, damn it. I've been using a moisturizer lately.
Well, a moisturizer's not going to repair years of sun damage.
Ah, an ape has grabbed me!
This island's filled with apes!
What the fuck?
Save me from the ape, this young fucking,
Dean! There's sand all in my bearings, dude.
All he cares about is his bearings!
How am I supposed to skate with sand in my bearings?
You still have a skateboard?
Yes, I do.
It may be our only way off this island.
I'm a super intelligent ape!
Everything's intelligent.
Welcome to my island.
Knife.
Plop. I just put an Andre the Giant as a posse sticker on his head.
Oh,
yeah. This fucking ape reminds me of those fucking ape shirts. Like, they had little, they were kind of like with the alligator, but there's a little ape.
All right, that's good.
I'm in so much pain, but I feel cool because of that sticker on my head.
I'm going to stab you a few more times if you don't mind. Obviously, I can't let you live.
Hey, I got good news, everybody. I found this crate of Mountain Dew. Fucking love Mountain Dew.
We got some serious problems, young Jim. We lost one of our friends was carried away by an ape, and it appears they're super intelligent.
Hello, is it a ransom note if you want your friend back?
Oh, no, they're all the same.
Here you go.
Give me the ransom note. Alright. Oh, they want 100 bananas. These apes.
Give us 100 bananas.
Jim, do you have any idea where we could find 100 bananas?
I ain't giving up any of this Mountain Dew.
Or a single Mountain Dew.
Oh, it does say that.
Absolutely not.
But come on. We're not going to survive just the two of us.
But dude, this shit's extreme!
Oh, they're eating me! They're eating me!
Uh-oh, save they're me. Eating him.
Fine, we have to give him a cup.
We'll trade for a cup of Mountain Dew. What did you say, apes?
A cup of Mountain Dew. Hey, that'll do.
That'll do? Okay. Just a cup, but don't pour it too heavy.
We don't have any cups, dude.
We don't have any cups. Can we pour it into your hands?
Yes.
All right, come on over. Hey, hold your hands out, Jim.
Whoop. Okay. All right, that's all you get.
Now, that was an extreme.
Now give us our friend back.
No!
Oh, damn it. We're going to have to kill a lot of apes today, Jim.
Don't look at me, man. I'm just here trying to skate, listen to Melancholin, and drink Mountain Dew. I'm just a 14-year-old kid. Where am I? Shit.
Get him! Get the monster! He's in the windmill!
Oh no, Jim, they found us.
Let me in! We need to kill the monster!
Hey, monster, why do they want to kill you, man?
Let us in!
They don't understand. I don't know what I do.
But what'd you do? Didn't you kill a woman in the village?
Well...
He killed my wife! He told me he was gonna do it, and then he did it!
You're splitting hairs!
You killed my wife!
I can't control the power of my fists!
Fair enough, come out! I forgive you!
Oh!
Don't listen to him, monster. I heard a gunshot. I heard a fucking shotgun out there.
No, that was me kicking a thing. I kicked something.
What? Do you kick things when you're happy and forgiving?
Come on out!
What are you, kicking more?
Yep, a lot of things out here.
Stop talking to that guy. Hey, okay. Monster.
Oh, yeah.
How long you lived here, man?
About 6 months. Here, but I lived on the other side of town for like 3 years.
It's a pretty nice windmill, man. I like what you've done with the place.
Yeah, you know, like, I really like a lot of, like, those teen shows that are around right now. So it's like a Gossip Girl on the wall here.
Well, I mean, would it be cool if I lived here for a bit?
I don't see why not, but I mean, people are always, like, trying to ransack the place and kill me in my sleep.
Jumping through the window.
Oh, I'm going to tear him apart.
I'm going to tear him up.
Hey, don't get blood all over my rug, bro.
Oh, no, it's your rug.
Yeah, I live here, remember?
Okay. Oh, well, it's at least say our rug.
Well, it's kind of my rug. If the people take you away, who's going to have to pay rent on this place? Me.
I'm going to have to drink the blood out of this guy. I'm so sorry.
Excuse me, Jim. Mr. Monster.
Yes.
Can I please have the two halves of me father? You ripped him in half.
No.
You're too young for that type of stuff, little boy. You don't want to see that.
Oh, I don't?
Nah.
Well, I have nowhere to live. Can I live with you too?
Absolutely not.
Not a chance, because I know you have a revenge fantasy for me. You want to kill me because I killed your father.
No, I'm all
and
about,
mother.
I'm all about forgiveness.
You know what?
Sounds like he's forgiveness. He's kicking something around down there.
Here's your dad's hand. Get out of here.
Oh, no.
Yeah, he's a pig farmer. He had pig farmer hands. I'm drinking the blood out of the bottom half of his body.
I don't understand what's misunderstood about you.
Well, that's a great question. People don't understand that I just like current pop culture.
No, that's not the part I'm confused about.
Okay.
You know what, little Billy? Look at this. I gotta clean up to this fucking guy. He's made a huge mess. He's always leaving dishes in the sink.
You should draw a line down the middle of the windmill, and you guys have to stay on separate sides.
That's a good idea.
You know what? If you do me a favor, maybe take this guy out. We could both live here together.
I do have a shotgun. Shh.
Oh.
Revenge fantasy.
Oh.
Can you guys keep it down? I'm watching a new episode of Community.
I'm gonna wail until I die. Thrash him out.
Dude, the TV. I was fucking watching that.
I'm gonna take this little boy with me.
Oh, not again.
All right, Jim. These blueprints you got me better be right.
Dude, they're right. We're going to go in, rob this bank, take all the money.
I'm the driver.
All right.
Why are you always laughing, driver?
Oh, don't
just
worry,
drive.
Good thing we can pay him in Reese's Pieces. Here you go.
Kind of feel like you're hiding something the way you keep laughing.
Hey, you're right.
Of course not. And why would I want to be paid in Reese's Pieces? It seems like maybe I am hiding something. Who knows?
You wearing a wire?
No, of course not.
Here, I'll check him. I'm going to check his dick first.
Hey. This bank robbery is so gay.
All right, we're right around the corner, guys. Okay. Are you ready?
All
right,
well, remember the deal. I get you these blueprints, no guns.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no guns.
Because I brought nothing but guns.
Well, you can't use them.
But they're water guns.
No guns, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
I have to be really strict on this.
It has to be a stickler about it, but it is a gun.
I've learned from this. I had a son once, and I used to say, you're grounded, and I let him out after a day. And then, you know, it never meant anything anymore. So I decided from the day that he was killed that no guns.
All right, I only brought three weapons that weren't guns then. Here you go, driver.
Oh, here's but are weapons okay? Just no guns?
Just no guns. Okay. Well, no knives.
Okay, yeah, none of them are knives. Here's a broken bottle.
That's not much of a weapon.
Jim, here you go. It's a pencil.
Thanks for the pencil. I also brought my own weapon.
Oh, okay.
What do you have?
It's a newborn baby.
Oh. All right. Genius.
And I have a bat filled with nails.
Okay.
I gave you guys the shit weapons.
Well, the broken bottle, that'll help.
Will it in a bank robbery?
It will.
All right, Jim. You're lead. You're taking all right. Lead.
What about Cassius back there?
I didn't get a weapon.
Cassius, you're the fall guy.
Oh. I'm beating him with my bat.
Cassius, we just keep around for laughs.
Oh. Well, it's making me laugh.
You're a psychopath.
You're not just a criminal.
I'm throwing Cassius in the trunk.
All right. Well, no, hold on. Use his body. Throw him through the bank window.
All right, guys, you got 2 minutes, I think.
Give us all the diamonds. Wait, do we want money?
Give us the diamonds and the money, or I'll stab this baby in the eye with this pencil.
What's happening?
Give us gold bullion.
Okay.
Oh, that was easy.
I'll get all the gold bullion.
Give me some euros.
Yeah.
Oh, we only... Okay, I'll get as many as I can. Don't hurt the baby.
I want Russian rubles.
No.
Well, fair enough.
I'm sorry, we're all out of gold bullion. Will you accept a cashier's check or some iTunes gift cards?
Oh, iTunes gift cards, please.
How about iTunes gift cards for
you? I'll take some iTunes gift cards, Daisy. And you know what, Daisy? This bag of money?
Yeah.
I got a sinking feeling that there's a fucking paint bomb in here. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to hold the baby's face in front of the bag.
No, give me the bag.
And I'm going to open the bag.
No, give me the bag.
Oh,
no.
The baby's covered in paint. You did this, Daisy.
Oh, no, the baby's allergic to paint.
He's breaking out in boils.
Oh, he's melting. Put him on the floor. He's melting through the floor.
Oh, my God. It was an alien baby.
No. It melted into this secret vault.
Oh, I'm
don't
jumping
go
head.
Down there.
I'm jumping head first into the vault, Jim.
Fuck. What about a rope? How are we getting out of here?
I broke my fucking neck. Help me. I'll fucking rat all yous out if you don't help me.
Guys, we gotta get going soon. The cops are right out front.
Somebody please punch Cassius.
Yeah, hold Cassius' body down. I'll climb up his body.
Oh, no. They're using me.
Sorry about this, Cassius. Open your mouth. I need to put my foot in there to climb up your body.
You're not real sorry, sir.
All right. Sorry, Cassius. I'm gonna push you over. You're the fall guy.
Oh, no. I literally fell.
You know what? I'm finally gonna inject this experimental drug I've been carrying around with me. Oh man, my neck's not broken, but I'm in here alone with Cassius.
What are you gonna do?
And I'm super powerful.
Climb up his body.
Hey Cassius, get up there. Don't worry, Cassius, I'll help you. On three, one, two,
tricked ya.
Whoa, there was a pit.
All right, Jim, let's hurry and get out of here. Do you think the driver's still out there?
I hope so. Oh, what the fuck?
Freeze! Not so fast. Yeah.
I killed him. Come on.
Good, I'm stepping on his body.
Hold on, I'm going to take his badge.
My dying breath, I'm going to take a few shots at the car.
Shit!
I got one of the tires, and I'm going to shoot myself in the head.
Oh, wow, that shit was gruesome. Oh, no, that kid was taping. He's probably going to put it on a fucked up internet website.
Ah, the tire's flat. I'm going to have to crash the car into a daycare.
Oh, man, that's a lot of dead babies. Here, Jim, let's hide ourselves in all the baby door.
Just go hide under the dead babies.
Well, it just looks like a bunch of dead babies here. Let's keep moving, boys.
Ambush! I said no guns!
Whoops.
Oh, wait, you're shooting out of your hand because of your special serum.
Yeah, it was that experimental serum. I can shoot finger
bone
blood.
Fragments.
Seems like it. Hey, I'm here to pick up Jacob from daycare.
Oh, wait, Jacob's still alive. For now.
Oh, you're heartless. You're clearly a maniac.
All right, at least the bank robbery worked. You know what? I bet that if someone was dreaming, all these dreams would have taught him a lesson.
So,
Jim.
What?
It's me, Mike.
And me, Jay.
That was you guys. You guys did all that.
All of those dreams were products of ours.
You guys are really fucking weird, dude.
So, Jim, did you learn a lesson?
Did you take something away from the dreams?
You know what? I'll tell you what I learned. Nothing.
Well, then 100 years of nightmares for you, Jim!
I'm casting you to the demon realm!
I'm glad he's gone, Mike.
Now, Jake, I don't know if you noticed, but I feel like somebody's been watching us.
Yes, we have been being watched in this moment.
That's right, you. I know you can hear us. You may never speak a word of what you witnessed.
You may never discuss what you've seen here. If you do hear us from time to time, all you can say is, "The eagle flies at midnight."
If you speak those words, other members of the Order will be able to find you. Remember, the eagle flies at midnight.
Welcome to the Order, my friend.